in need of direction. That is our message today. We've all at one time or another been in need of direction. I know when the Lord laid this thought upon our heart a few days ago, we began to meditate over the Word of God, and the Lord began to conjure up memories that we had in our past where that there have been times when we have been in need of direction. I can remember one time in particular back in the mid-80s, I had a load of automotive parts, and I was heading to Abington, Virginia to deliver them. There was a body shop up in Abington that I had not ever heard of before, but I was aware that this place was thriving. The oil loaded the vehicle and I headed up to Abington. I thought that I pretty much knew where I was needing to go. That was back in the days when you got directions from somebody, or you was lucky if you could get a copy of a map quest. I got up there in that little town and I was driving and I was driving and I was driving. And everywhere I went, I never seen this facility that I needed to deliver the goods to. I stopped and I asked several people. Many said, I'm familiar with that place, but I'm just not sure how to get there. Stopped at one final place because, you know, dear friends, when you're in the business world, time's money. Now, I'd been wasting a lot of time. One gentleman said, well, right there's the mailman. Go talk to him. And I went and talked to the mailman and told him my dilemma. He said, well, I'm heading that way, but I got to make a lot of stops all the way. He said, can you follow me? I said, I sure can. So I got behind that little mail truck, and I didn't think we was ever going to get there because he stopped at every mailbox through that holler and up that ridge and across that mountain. But as we traveled on, I remember he took that little arm and he started pointing like that right there. Right in the middle of a field was this big old elaborate body shop. New. Hadn't been built very long. And I went in there and I delivered the goods and collected the money and began to make my way back. I've never forgotten that. Never forgotten that there was a time when I needed direction. And I'm thankful today, dear friends, that direction has been provided for me by the Lord God Almighty. And I want you to know today, you don't have to wander around lost. You don't have to be in a state of dilemma. You can know today that the Lord God provided us a way to know the direction that we need to go, so that today you can have peace in your life and in your heart. Amen. If you have your Bibles with you today, turn with us, if you will, to the Gospel of John, chapter 14. The Gospel of St. John, chapter 14, in need of direction. We will begin reading today in verse 1, read down through verse number 6. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father by me. As the Holy Spirit led us to John chapter 14, we know, dear friend, that Jesus Christ in the upper room chamber was having a discussion with his disciples. He was desiring to prepare them and to comfort them in a time of desperation and much fear. Friends, I want you to understand something today. The Lord has a desire to encourage you and to bless you and to help you no matter what may be falling you in the day and time in which it is that we live. And today, dear friends, if you're here and you're wayward and you've fallen by the wayside and you know not to go, you can rest assured this, that Jesus Christ is, he will be forever the way, the truth, and the life. Oh, when we look passage and we thought about Jesus in his discussion with his disciples. He wanted them to be assured. He wanted them to feel blessed. He wanted them to have hope. Well, the same Jesus has spoke to them over 2,000 years ago. And the same Jesus has speaks to us, blessing us and helping us and enabling us to go the way he would have us to go. I'm thankful, dear friends, that I have a Lord that sustains me and provides for me each and every day of my life. I thank God for that message that the Lord conveyed in that upper room. And I'm thankful for that question that Thomas had when Thomas said, Lord, how can we know the way? Oh, praise his glorious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ, let him know then as he lets us know today, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to the Father but by me. The world thinks there's many ways to get to glory, but I'm here to tell you today, Jesus Christ is and forever will be the only way to God. Oh, when I looked here at this message that God had prepared and we began to meditate over God's Word, the Holy Spirit began to remind me of the world in which it is that we live. The world today in this modern technological day feels as though they have an answer for everything. Many people would say, I don't need any direction. I don't need any help. All I have to do is to put my navigational system online in my car or by my phone, and I can find the direction that I need. I tell you today, world, you put heaven in and see what that gets you. You put heaven in and it won't compute. I can tell you there is one way to glory. There's one way to God, and it's Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son. Oh, I want you to know today, dear friends, we're all at one time or another in need of direction. I knew as a small boy, lost and undone, I knew there was a heaven. I knew that there was a hell to shun and a heaven to gain through faith in Jesus Christ. But I can tell you from personal experience, I couldn't get there on my own. I couldn't get there by my daddy. I couldn't get there by being a member of Beach Grove Baptist Church. The only way that I could get there was done by the blood of the Lamb of God, who is the way, who is the truth, and praise God, he is the life.
I want you to know today that we're all in need of direction. Aren't you glad, dear friends, that the one you have faith in, he walks with us and he talks with us all the way? Aren't you glad that when you asked him to come in your heart and the free pardon of sin, aren't you glad that he made his abode in you by the way of the Holy Spirit? And when you were in need of help and divine guidance, he was there to bless you and to help you. You had not to look here or to look there or anywhere. He is the way, the truth, and praise God, the life. Oh, when I thought about Jesus' message to his disciples, what he was doing then is what he was doing now. He wants to make us assured. He wants us to have a fulfillment in our life so we don't have to worry, so we don't have to stress. When I was up in Virginia, I was getting stressed. When I was up in Virginia, I was feeling, so down. But when I seen where I needed to go and to see what I needed to do, there was a relief. I tell you today, friends, if you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, you'll be blessed. You'll be amazed at what the Lord will do. Praise God for you. In need of direction. Many today are in need of direction. They're looking here, they're looking there, they're looking everywhere. But many today are looking in the wrong places. You say, Brother Lynn, you mean to tell me there's not several ways to heaven? I tell you, it was then, it is now, and it will be forevermore. One way, and that's done by the Son of God. Amen. Jesus conveyed to these in this upper room. Thomas, Thomas saith unto the Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? Now Thomas was not an ignorant man. Educated man. He knew where Jerusalem was. He knew where Bethlehem was. He had heard of heaven. But you see, Thomas couldn't get there on his own, and neither can you get there on your own. The only way we can get to glory is through by the Son of God. You see, many today says, I'm going to get there, oh my goodness. I'm going to get there, oh my strength. I'm going to get there, oh my ability. I'm going to get there through association. I'm going to get there through baptism. I'm going to get there because I know the preacher. I'm going to get there because my father built that church. Today, if you die in that condition without Jesus Christ as Lord of your life, you'll bust hell wide open. In need of direction. The world today is in need of direction. And the world today needs to know that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the way, the truth, and the life. Thomas said, Lord, how can we know the way? You say, well, Brother Lynn, had he not ever heard of heaven? Yes, just as we had. But Jesus let him know. He let the 12 know. He lets us know that there's no way to glory itself through him. Need a direction. If I could take you to heaven, I would. If I could take the joy in my heart and bottle it, I'd sprinkle it on everybody here. If I could take the joy that I feel in my heart and pass it on to you. I will and I would if I could, but I can't. But praise be to God, the way can. The way can. I was in need of direction in my life. I was in need of help when I was desperate and lost my sin. And I think about that old mailman that stuck a little skinny arm out of that mail carrier and he began to point. I thought about the Holy Spirit when I was under conviction and I was struggling and was lost in my sin. And the Holy Spirit reached out that divine arm and he pointed to the Lamb of God, which is and was and will be forever the way man needs to go.
Amen. He needed direction. I needed direction. Praise be to God, I got direction.
I pray today that you've got direction. I pray today that when the need of direction came in your life, that you asked, that you obeyed, and that you heeded to what would point you to the way of joy and peace and hope.
Amen. Now listen, you probably came up here without any trouble. Most of you, I'm sure, whether you came from Campbell County or Knox County or Anderson County, I feel safe to say that you made it here okay because you know the way. But I've had people to come up to me and say, I'd like to come to that little church of yours, but I'm just not too familiar with Beech Grove and Bryce and Fradeville and New River. I'm just not too familiar with those places. Can you help me? Can you help me? And I do all that I can to give the directions that's needed to bring help to someone in need. And I thought about that so very much. How that the Word of God pricks our heart and blesses and helps and brings about what people need to know in their life so that they can find peace with God. Aren't you glad today that this Word of God is our instruction book? It is our road map. It points us, praise His name, to glory.
Amen.
To glory. We all need direction.
Yeah.
You remember them old paper maps that used to fold out? You'd look and I'd just, I'd say, what a mess. What a mess. What a mess. How am I going to get there? And when someone would look and say, hey, you go here and you go there and you see that you're enlightened because of the instructions that was given. Oh, I tell you, that changed everything. I tell you today, if we will follow the instructions of the Holy Spirit, you can rest assured it'll change everything.
Change
it all. In need of direction. We've all been in need of direction. All of us. Even after I was saved, the Lord God still has a desire to direct me. The path of ministry. The path of joy and peace in my life. You say, Brother Lynn, why is that possible? I tell you why it's possible. Because the Bible teaches us, and He never leaves us, nor does He forsake us. He's our present help in time of trouble. He is and forever will be the way, the truth in yours and my life.
Amen.
How many times have we stated, it's not that old, it ain't that the old Lord needs old Lynn. That old Lynn needs the Lord.
Amen.
Why?
Because the way sometimes in life, we know not where to go. But I'm thankful today that the one loves us and cares for us. He will walk with us. He will talk with us. His Lord's name, He'll bless us. Listen to what Isaiah wrote in Isaiah 43 in verse number 2. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And when the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Oh, praise be to God. Why was that so? It's because the Lord is with us.
Amen. Needed direction. Needed direction.
You may be here today. You may be lost and undone. You may be in need of divine direction. You may be here today saved. You may be here today born again. And you need the Lord just to give you that little extra direction to help you in the way He would have you to go. Praise God, He's here. He's here. I can go up there in my car sometimes, get on a navigation system and say something and it'll get it all messed up. You ever done that? You'll say, well, I need to go here. And they'll say, you want to go home? No, I don't want to go home. I want to go there. Gets everything all confused. The Lord don't get confused. He don't get confused. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He knows. He knows. You don't have to wonder. You don't have to second guess. He knows. I tell you today, friend, go to the one who knows.
Amen.
Several years ago, I'd worked all day and preached at Morning Point Healthcare Center that evening, and I packed a bag and I throwed it in the back of the car, and I was heading to Vanderbilt Hospital for surgery. I was going to drive virtually all night. It's been several years ago. I got to where I needed to go, and I took the exit that I needed to take, and it said road closed. I thought, oh goodness, road closed. It said detour. So I went through the detour route, and I drove, and I drove, and I drove, and I drove, and nothing was familiar. I was lost as a softball is in high weeds. I didn't know which way to go. Angie was beginning to panic. I was trying to stay cool, calm, and collective, but I was beginning to panic too. I said, I got to find help. I stopped at a convenience store about 11 or 12 o'clock at night, went in and asked that young man, and he didn't have a clue.
Amen.
So I got back in the car, and I took off again. She said, what are we going to do? Because I was getting farther and farther and farther and farther away from where I needed to be.
Uh-huh.
That's the way life is sometimes.
Yeah.
When you take a detour, you'll go farther than you want to go, and you'll stay longer than you want to stay. There was a mission up at the end of the road, a homeless shelter. And I said, I'm going to stop right there. And he said, oh, God, don't stop there. Oh, Lord, don't stop there. I said, listen. If there's anybody that knows their way around Nashville, hit these guys. I said, I'll tell you, they do. They know. So I stopped. Here they come. Not just one or two, a whole group of them. I said, hey, I'm a pastor. I need to find Vanderbilt Hospital. And I know pretty much where I needed to go, but I've been turned around, and I have no clue where I'm at. They began to speak to me and tell me, go up here and you take a right. You go up here and you take another right. You go up here and you take a left. You stay straight on this road. Then you'll come to a place. I had nothing to lose, but praise God, I had everything to gain.
I followed the directions. Oh, I did. I followed them to a T. And then he was a big old Chevrolet body shop and a dealership that I was familiar with. And when I seen it, oh, I tell you, thank you, Jesus. I knew where I was at. And I can tell you, because of the directions that we followed, praise his glorious name, we got there. We say that to say this. You follow the directions. You heed to what's given. And praise be to God. You'll get there. You'll get there. You can be assured of that. You'll get there. Don't let pride rob you. Don't let self compel you. Let Jesus Christ direct you.
Amen.
You'll be blessed. If you're here today and you're in need of a blessing, the Lord's here. The navigational system, the GPS, it's all in place. It's all in Him.
Amen.
Everything is Him. You take self out of the way, put Him first. He'll bless your heart. Sign out here says, if the Lord's your co-pilot, change seats. That blesses my heart. Some folks need to change seats.
Amen.
Let's stand to our feet. If you're here today in need of direction, salvation, rededication, whatever the need may be, the Lord is with us. The Bible teaches us where there are two or three are gathered in His name, He's in the midst of us. He's just as real and with us today as He was in that upper room chamber with His disciples on the very eve of His death. He's here, friends. He's here. So if you're here today and you're in need of direction, we want to ask you to come.